This podcast is brought to you by WRFL, Radio Free Lexington. Find us online at WRFL.fm. Catch us on your FM radio while you're in Central Kentucky at 88.1 FM, all the way to the left. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to subscribe.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning into WRFL Lexington. It's 3 o'clock, and you're listening to Green Talks, where we explore the people and projects that are using the environmental stewardship fee to promote sustainability in the UK community. I'm your host, Sophie Bevan, and I'm the current Director of Outreach for the Student Sustainability Council. The funding for the projects featured on our show come from the environmental stewardship fee, a $4 fee that all UK students pay along with tuition each semester. The ESF, which is expected to generate approximately $190,000 by the end of the school year, is distributed by the Student Sustainability Council, hereafter the SSC, for various projects that enhance the culture of sustainability here at the University of Kentucky. This week, I'm joined by a group led by Michael Wilson, who implemented a project on campus called Enhancing Student Development. Their project was a recipient of the Sustainability Challenge Grant in 2017, so...
My name is Michael Wilson, and I'm a senior research engineer at the University of Kentucky Center for Applied Energy Research. My background is in mechanical engineering, but I'm also a part-time student in chemical engineering.
All right, awesome.
My name is Stephen Hull. I'm a mechanical engineer here. This is my first year at UK, and I'm from Frankfort, Kentucky.
Nice. My name is Stephanie Kessner, and I am an associate researcher now at the University of Kentucky Center for Applied Energy Research, and I'm actually an alumni of UK. I graduated in 2011 from the Biology and Natural Geography Department. So,
okay, awesome. So thanks, everyone, for coming on today. So just to start us off, your all's project is called Enhancing Student Development. So can you just talk a little bit about what your project is all about, just like on an overview, just to give our listeners
well,
a bit.
Well, you cut off the full name, and I'm going to struggle to remember it.
All right.
But it's Enhancing Student Development through Undergraduate Research.
Okay.
And so it was our experience and what we wanted to hopefully show was the value of undergraduate researchers still learning their trade, fresh out of the books, and their impact that they can have on day-to-day research efforts at the University of Kentucky.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so the full name, I will get that next time. So how did you all get the idea for this project? Like, where did it come from?
Well, a lot of it came through just experiences working with students and working, you know, the Center for Applied Energy Research has been around since the late 1970s and is out on Ironworks Park, but no one, when I first moved here, had ever really heard of us. So we would get the occasional student that would reach out and apply for a job, and typically they'd get one, and we'd give them some experience, and they'd help out a lot. But we thought, what if we tried to do it in a more systematic way, where we're actually going forth and recruiting some students to work on the project and get access to cast a wider net to get more people and more disciplines involved.
Nice. Okay. This is a project with the Sustainability Challenge Grant, right? So how did you all, like, hear about that opportunity? Was it from, like, fellow professors or anyone wants to speak to that?
It was basically, they sent out a call. I've been participating in the Sustainability Challenge Grant since the first year and just working with Shane Tedder on some campus initiatives. I learned about the opportunity to potentially participate, and then really wanted to get some more people from the Center for Applied Energy Research involved, so I reached out to Stephanie to see if she'd be interested in helping out with researchers contributing to her day-to-day project work.
Yeah, awesome. So that kind of, like, relates to how it's an interdisciplinary team. So, like, if you all, which departments are y'all from, if you want to talk a bit to that?
I'm from the biology department, and I would say most of the people in my class were going into, like, pre-med, whereas I wanted to go more into the natural biology of things. So this opportunity came up involving algae, maintaining large-scale algae cultures, And it was apparently right up my alley because...
natural science.
Yeah, it's natural science and everything. Yeah. And so, and I've been there for almost 4 years now, and we've had a lot of success with that.
Nice,
so,
okay. Yeah. How about you? How did you hear it? So what's your department that you're in?
I'm a mechanical engineer, but I started at Kentucky State, and I actually started here. I found it through a professor there, and they have a large agriculture department, so it all kind of intertwines, and so I just met Michael Wilson through there.
Yeah, there's the NSF, National Science Foundation, EPSCoR. I don't know exactly what the acronym stands for, but it's basically trying to take states that are traditionally more weak in math and science curricula and kind of help them have more research infrastructure to make a more level playing field. And so there's a very, very large NSF EPSCoR program involved around developing a bioeconomy in Kentucky, and that takes people from Murray State, Eastern Kentucky, Kentucky State University. So they were taking a couple of students that were pre-engineering and then moving to University of Kentucky for, I don't know the details of the project, but it was kind of like a cost-share collaboration with Professor Javid from Kentucky State. And can you explain the 2-3 or a 3-2 program?
It's a 3-2 program. So you spend 3 years as an undergraduate at Kentucky State getting all your prereqs like Calc 4s, all that stuff out of the way. And then you come to UK and you take all your engineering courses, whether that be electrical or mechanical. And so you end up with actually 2 degrees, one from Kentucky State and one from UK.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a really good opportunity. I did not know that was, like, available to people.
Yeah, so Stephen worked with us, I guess it was the summer of 2016, and, you know, kind of showed the dogged determination. He, like, basically wouldn't go away. Kept emails, you know, I'll just drop by and talk to you guys. You want to hire me back? And so when we were putting together this project proposal, we wanted to get we tried to maximize the student engagement, so we had 5 students that we recruited, and we were like, well, we know we're going to have one mechanical engineer named Steven, so now we've got basically four slots to fill, and so that was kind of a, you know, just kind of an indication of somebody who really wanted to be there and be involved in the research and kind of the impact that we think working at the CAER can have on certain students.
Yeah, definitely. So, like, what were the steps that you all took to make this project happen? Like, what exactly did you all do?
Well, the first thing is we came up with the idea of it's basically, what is it called? The Research Experience for Undergraduates, REU. That was actually my first job as a co-op. I completed my sophomore year of mechanical engineering. I went to the University of Michigan Space Physics Research Lab and worked on building satellites that were going into space, you know, in months.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, and I'm like, you know, here I am, I'm 20, I know nothing, and just learning about it. But what was part of it was there was a weekly seminar where we learned things from, you know, self-constructing, growing organic computers and just all kinds of weird things. But it had a lasting impact on me. And so we kind of see a natural uptick in the summer at the Center for Applied Energy Research of undergraduate research, just because they're available to spend more time. And so we see a natural uptick in the summer anyway, and we wanted to organize a conference series around it so that even the students that were not part of this and supported by this Sustainability Challenge grant could take advantage and learn more about the value of working with people from other disciplines, more specifically.
Yeah, so they could still, like, benefit from what you all are doing.
So the first idea was to come up with the idea, and then the second idea, we had to hire some students and develop a survey and recruit them, and then we had to go through the hiring process with some students and selecting and that sort of thing. And I would like to point out, you know, that Sarah West from the College of Design, she was the School of Interiors, was also involved in this project, and she's unfortunately no longer with us. She died over the summer and had a case of bacterial meningitis. So I'm really impressed and proud of the work that the project did, but I am disappointed that we didn't get to work with Sarah and the School of Interiors a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. So there's many different people involved in this. Could you each talk a little bit about, like, what your involvement in this project was?
So this is Stephanie, and I work mostly with the students in the beginning, so I get them trained up as far as working in a lab and working with analytical equipment and just the basics of working in a research facility, because a lot of them, even though they're in the engineering departments, don't have a lot of hands-on experience yet. So we get them ready to kind of hit the ground running with these research, big research projects we do in the summer.
Awesome. Nice. And you applied and got hired, so.
Actually, I'd been there one summer before, so okay. I was able to answer a lot of general questions as far as where things were, what might work, so that I kind of cleared their schedules a little bit.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, Steven's a non-traditional student with a background in machining, and so he's got a bunch of leadership, or I guess like soft qualities that, so he was kind of a ringer on the team, but it was good that he could kind of help serve as a focal point and a leader for the students.
Awesome, nice. And you said, are there four other students involved, or are there four more spots open?
No, there were four. We spent all the money. It's all gone, okay. Shane. Yeah. But we spent it on students over the summer. We recruited Laura Gronenberg from chemical engineering. She was in between her junior and senior year. And she is an interesting student because she's the first of her family to ever go to college. And she's a double math chemical engineering major and has just did some really, really interesting things modeling some of our data. We had Ryan Lark from, I think he's a triple major in, what is it?
Yeah,
biology.
Vet sciences.
Veterinary sciences and... sustainability.
Yeah, environmental. Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I know Ryan, and okay. He always is so many syllables when he's talking about what he's doing.
No, Ryan. But anyway, so Ryan Lark was another good student that worked with us, and ironically enough, we found out later, is the nephew of a guy I kayak with named Jürgen Rohr, who actually works at the university as well. We had William Azzanaro, who's a mechanical engineering senior from New Jersey, and his fun fact is that he's actually an Olympic-level shooter, like rifle.
Oh.
So he actually disappeared. Casual. He's like, I'm sorry, I have to disappear for 2 weeks and go represent my country.
And you're like, please do, yes.
So, and then Ashley Cutshaw is a fifth-year senior from the Department of Biosystems and Agricultural Engineering, and so she brought a really good perspective to the group as well.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a really wide range of students. That's like amazing that they all had the opportunity to be involved in this too. Yep.
And again, we were hoping to get somebody from the College of Design as well to do some more design-based thinking interactions. But we were lucky enough that we were able to hire an alumnus of the architecture department and the sustainability department, Thomas Grubbs, to work there this summer. So we still had a little bit of that influence on the students working with us. So that was beneficial.
Awesome. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break real fast, so we will be right back. Welcome back to Green Talks. This is Sophie, your host, and with us here we have a team that was working with the Sustainability Challenge Grant called Enhancing Student Development Through Undergraduate Research. Got the full name this time. Okay, so just to hop back in, you all are getting involved with the National Science Foundation, or trying to. Can you talk a bit to that?
Yeah, the National Science Foundation is a funding agency and funds fundamental research across a wide variety of disciplines, from human biology and health to energy and a lot of things in between. And one of their programs is research experience for undergraduates, and it's a site-wide thing. So this wouldn't be necessarily a Center for Applied Energy Research grant. It would be a University of Kentucky program. And so those calls are typically done in August. So we didn't have all of our data from the summer this time around. But we are in discussions right now to put a big program together. And that's actually, I got stuck there because one of the things we realized in pursuing this was that it was a much bigger endeavor than we anticipated, both in its impact, but also in the activation energy to get it off the ground. So they're very competitive, as you can imagine. It's basically you want to get students for, I think it's almost like, it's either 5 or 10 years, and it's like 10 students a summer. And then there's some supporting money for supplies and things like that. So it's a fairly substantial grant, and it's a very competitive, but we're hoping to use the information we've got, this initial seed money from the Sustainability Challenge Grant Program, and use that to kind of prove that we can do this around energy.
Yeah, definitely. So you keep mentioning the Center for Applied Energy. What exactly is that?
It was founded as the state's energy lab in the late 70s in response to the oil embargo. So basically, the Middle Eastern countries cut off oil production, making the price high. And so we were going to turn Kentucky into the Saudi Arabia of the West. Okay. Through indirect coal liquefaction, basically taking our coal reserves and converting it to petroleum-based fuels via a process called Fischer-Tropsch. Since then, it got donated to the University of Kentucky, spent a comic interlude working for the University of Louisville, came back to the University of Kentucky, and we've been around since, I should know the exact numbers, but since 1978. Wow. And so now there's some main groups. There's the materials group, which focuses on basically carbon fibers, carbon nanotubes, composite materials. They've been extremely successful lately going after kind of advanced manufacturing type research. We've got a cementitious materials, which basically take byproducts, almost the ultimate recycling project, taking fly ash from coal combustion and turning it into concrete, for instance, but also looking at taking just basically waste streams from large industrial processes and turning it into something of value.
Awesome. Nice.
And then that research kind of turned into high-performance concretes. There's actually, they're working on one where they actually have a conductive concrete. So you can actually determine whether the structural integrity of the of a bridge, for instance, just by monitoring certain signatures. There's a power generation and utility fuels group that's mainly focused on post-combustion carbon dioxide capture, and they're a very successful and competitive group, probably one of the best in the world at that. And then there's we work for the biofuels and environmental catalysis group, and so. Looking at ways to turn Kentucky's extensive biomass resources into either biofuels or biochemicals, as well as trying to remediate emissions. So the algae project kind of fit really perfectly in there because it's potentially could produce biofuel while also, monetizing carbon emissions.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, there's so many, opportunities in there. Like, I did not know that many, forward-thinking things were going on. So kind of just like to talk more specifically again about your all's project. How do you all see this impacting the students? Like, how directly did you see it?
Let's ask a student.
Yes. How directly do you see the impact on yourself?
Well, one of the things is I wasn't actually a student on campus until this year, so I actually got to meet a few people who I believe will be friends with the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And it's really cool because they're in totally different fields that make no sense to me. I'm a mechanical engineer, so I'm nuts and bolts. And Ryan is in biology or veterinary sciences. So they bring a whole different set of circumstances or a thought process that I really don't understand. Yeah. And it's good to learn from people like that. So that's something that really impacted me specifically.
Yeah, definitely. And that's really applicable to the real world too, because you'll be coming from many different backgrounds with a lot of people's input. So this is a really great experience and to expose the students to.
Right.
The other thing that we try and, I think the impact is you get somebody, we have the opportunity to work with somebody like Steven, hopefully. He'll be around, coming in and out, working part-time for the next couple years, hopefully. So you get to watch these students grow, and he'll come in from, a thermodynamics class or a fluid dynamics class and just say, hey, I've got a great idea. So, and that comes from taking, you're basically able to take your fundamental learning, so what you're learning in the book, what you're solving your homework problems about, and then it allows you to see the job that you're doing in a completely different way.
Yeah.
So they get to jump right in and apply their theory in a real world environment, you know, and we're in a research environment. We're like, why not? We're just trying things to see if they work or not. So mm-hmm. if you've got an idea, I'm willing to listen.
Yeah, definitely. And that's nice too, because like you're able to take it directly mm-hmm. to your Michael. You don't have to wait until you graduate or get a job to start really practicing.
Right. And you get real input.
Yeah.
They actually listen to your ideas. I've worked yeah. at some jobs where they're like, well, that's nice.
Yeah. And you're like, thanks. Yeah. So do any of y'all have like any specific goals regarding this project for the future, or like how do you see it within the next few months or anything? Like any goals?
Well, right now we're kind of in the wrap-up phase. We recruited the students. We hired them. We trained them. We did the undergraduate research experience. We took surveys at the beginning and end of each of the program to kind of gauge different factors. So we're in the process of digging through that data. And honestly, we're excited. You know, we're also trying to accumulate and integrate all the results from the different research projects. So in addition to working day to day with us on this algae-based carbon utilization project, each one of them had their own specific project that they were working on. And for instance, we had spoken about Ryan Lark from the Student Sustainability Council as well. And he's actually gonna be able to go to San Antonio and present the work that he did here at UK. So that's exciting. What about you, Stephanie? Do you have any goals?
Goals?
How to move it forward?
Just whenever we work with students, what I see when we work with them is each discipline has kind of its own language, if you will. And by the end of the summer, if it were a Venn diagram, everybody overlaps a little. And in the center, we have mm-hmm. something that you can't get anywhere else because yeah. it's a combination of so many different disciplines. And that's something that you can't get everywhere. That's hard to find because, you know, everywhere you go, you're not going to find.
Yeah, that exact mix
yeah.
of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Nice, that's awesome. So are you all doing the sustainability forum in December?
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah,
we'll present some of the students and have to talk to the people who are organizing it, but potentially bringing each of the students did a poster, so we'll definitely have something to show.
Okay, awesome, sweet. And I guess just one of the last questions is, how is like the experience with the Sustainability Challenge Grant?
It's very, very good. It provides opportunities to try harebrained ideas and related to sustainability. It provides a really a safe place to kind of bring up. I know that there's things like community gardens and things that can really impact the other student programs around campus a lot, around horticulture and water management and things like that. So it was really interesting from my perspective to integrate with more disciplines, just as Stephanie was just sort of talking about. You know, if in the day job you tend to integrate mostly with engineers and chemists and biologists, but we get to talk to more people from national resource management and other factors within the sustainability school. So that's really interesting. And I've also been interesting to watch the program develop based and evolve based on the feedback that they get through the process. So I think the first year was $100,000. Mm-hmm. And then because of the success of that, they were able to leverage that and change it into $200,000 a year and really keep it going. So it's been easy to work with, and I'm really happy that we've had the opportunity to work with Shane Tedder and the rest of the program.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So it's been really good to like talk to you all about your all's project, and it sounds really forward thinking, and I'm glad that we got to learn more about it. So thanks for being on here today, you all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So just for some closing announcements, the SSC is currently providing funding for departments on campus to invite a guest speaker for their students. So if you're interested or want to know more, please email UK Student Sustainability Council@gmail.com. All of our meetings are open to the public, so you can keep up with our current projects, meetings, events, and how to submit your own project proposal at our website. And you can also stay up to date on our all of our information by keeping up with us on Facebook and Instagram. So thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week to talk more about Campus Sustainability Month. So we'll be diving into campus operations and how they are addressing sustainability.
Hey there. If you're enjoying this podcast from WRFL Lexington, you may enjoy our live radio stream at WRFL.fm and, of course, via radio at 88.1 FM in the Central Kentucky area. We have a wide variety of programs you're sure to enjoy. Just go to WRFL.fm/schedule and see what programs appeal most to you. Thanks again for listening to this podcast from WRFL Lexington.